This is Vox Historia, the voice of history, told by students of history at Elk Grove High School.
Hey, welcome to our podcast. Today, you're here with Bernice
and Stephanie.
So today, we're going to be talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it's a movie where Indiana Jones tries to stop Nazis from taking the Ark. My favorite part of this movie was actually the beginning, because
for sure
the traps were set up in a specific way and stuff. Like, it's crazy, because technology back then, there was no technology back then, to be honest. Like, the way that they set up the booby traps is just smart.
Right.
Because there were some booby traps where you stepped on the pallet and
I guess
everything just started
moving.
Like, moving. And yeah. It's like crazy because, like, how did they make it like that? So they.
Right. Without technology, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It used a lot of thinking brain. And I wonder if it was a one man job or, like, he had a lot of people helping him move things and for a way. Like, those booby traps were like, you tripped over a wire, spikes came out, and
right.
you died instantly.
Pretty crazy, but cool.
that was my favorite part. It's just crazy how they make it like that without technology. It's
right.
Thinking process.
Yeah.
But what was your favorite part of the movie?
Well, my favorite part of the movie was the beginning. Like, I don't know, it just really grabbed my attention too. Like, I liked when they went to go get the golden head, like, at the beginning of the story. Like, I don't know, I just, like, really, like, hooking at the beginning. Like, there's a lot, plenty of action, like, at the beginning, like I don't know, it's like it's hooking like right away, like starting the movie. Like, the movie started off pretty good. It started off with action. It started off with something to grab the watcher, like, whoever's watching it, like, grab their attention, like, immediately.
It's,
does that make sense?
Instant hook, like,
right.
It's a good hook for you.
It's just pretty good,
got
like
into the action and got my attention.
Did it grab your attention?
Yeah.
It sure really did grab mine.
Yeah. So we did. I did some more research on this because the Nazis were in it, and it just my attention. Like, why did Hitler want the Ark so bad? Like,
yeah.
Why? Like, he already had a lot of power, so why did he want more to get the Ark?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, like, the question, I wrote down some questions. I'll get into him in a little bit, but I wrote 5 questions down, and, like, they were just simple questions, but, like, you had to do research on.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, what types of artificials did Hitler find?
Yeah.
Like, was it just one, or was it just the Ark, or did he have more collections? Also, how did he become into power?
Right.
That everyone pretty much listened to him, like, his little soldiers were listening to him, like, oh, go get me this.
Right. Yeah.
His soldiers would go. Hitler joined the Nazis. He wasn't the leader instantly. It took him, like, time to get there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, promoted.
Right,
to
yeah.
Get
yeah.
Up. It took him a year to be the chief of the Nazis.
So, like, immediately they didn't take him. It's just, like, I guess he started from the bottom, and, like, now we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And, yeah, it's just crazy how Hitler came into power.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, but he came into power by this one speech. It was a crazy speech. Like, I remember what the speech was because didn't really give me the full detail.
Yeah.
Where I found this research. But Hitler did political work for a while. It was in May through June, so it was a pretty decent amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't know what the Ark is. The Ark is a box that's 4 feet by 2 feet wide. And it's 2 feet tall, so it's not that big. Like, you expect the big box that's so famous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But it's an average size, and this box is made by a type of wood. A special type of wood. And it's covered by gold. The Ark was first mentioned in the books of Exodus. And Moses was told by God to create a secret chest.
That's, Oh, yeah.
So he, like, I guess it was set down by the gods. That's
Ooh.
Why it was, like, so
important.
Everyone was trying to get hands on it. Because no one knows what got 10 readiness.
Right, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, plus, I'm pretty sure where they were really religious with their templates and stuff. But it was so important because it carried ancient texts, including the Ten Amendments.
Oh, wow.
So,
I mean,
the Ark just disappeared in 600 BC time.
Ooh, it's a long time ago.
I know, and no one knows where it is, which is crazy. Like, I expect someone to know where it is.
Like, up to this day?
Up to this day, no one knows where it is. Like,
oh, wow.
They're still researching about it, but it's going to take a while. But Hitler became obsessed with the Ark.
Yeah.
And Hitler never found the Ark, but his goal was to get the Ark for himself.
For himself, like, in what type of way? Like,
to gain more power than he already had. He wanted it to be, like, just, I guess, like, racial, like, in a way. Like,
so he wanted, like, white. Double the power than he had.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Like, he wanted it to be white superior.
Only, ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And, but he was, like, in my opinion, I feel like he was a bad person. Because he pretty much, like, segregated the Jews from their families.
I mean, for apart. Sure, the things that he did were unacceptable.
Who knows what he was thinking at that time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't judge him just because of that. Like, yeah, it was bad in my eyes, but, yeah. like...
Maybe he had a different thoughts,
he
maybe.
He had different thoughts and
right.
stuff, so we can't really judge him on what he did.
For sure, yeah.
But in my opinion, it's like, I feel like it was bad, the things that he was doing.
Yeah.
You know? But,
same thing, yeah.
Yeah, but the Jews were pretty much separated in concentration camps.
Innocent people.
Yes.
Getting
people,
killed, murdered.
People, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, people fled the country. A lot fled the country, actually.
Wow.
Like, I think, like, when the war started again.
Yeah.
A lot of Jews left the country and I think headed like, towards the United States and other countries.
Oh,
and stuff
man.
Because.
Like yeah.
They obviously don't want to die. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure,
kids,
yeah.
Even kids were in concentration camps.
Dying for dumb reasons. Kids. Yeah.
You know, I guess I felt like. Hitler blamed everything for the Jews, that's why.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, every little thing, it was the Jews.
Pretty sad in how they separated the family for no reason. Like, they didn't know.
Maybe Hitler had his own reasons. Maybe. But, like, we don't know what his reasons were.
We really don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to mention, also, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but he tried to find the Holy Grail.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know if he ever found it or not, but...
I doubt it. They would have said something about it because it's 2019 and
maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I mean, just imagine if he actually found it.
Yeah.
Just imagine if they actually found it. Like, that was it's crazy.
Go.
All right. So, like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, moving on to my topic. My topic was the snake history.
Mm-hmm.
I got these questions that I guess, like, I wanted to, like, talk about, like, not really talk about, but, like, I guess, like, they open up my mind to, like, talk about my topic. Like, let's see, like, how many different types of snakes are there in the world, or, like, do all snakes have
just
venom,
like,
or poison in them,
like,
yeah, questions that, like,
that
right
were,
that I thought were appealing, or thought that, like, I guess
your,
they're gonna help
yeah,
right
yeah.
yeah
I get you on that.
So, like, in the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, there was snakes, I guess, at the bottom of, like, the temple, and where they represented evil, they represented, like, a type of protector, but in an evil way.
So it's just a symbolism of evil.
Right, yeah.
Just pure evil, like,
for sure,
yep. pure evil, like...
Yep. Yeah. And I guess, Jones was afraid of the snakes, and, because, like I said, like, I'm, like
fear.
I said, yeah, it's fear, like, it represents evil, it doesn't represent no type of good, snakes were, like, used, and I guess still used as a bad example now. Does that make sense? Snakes are, like, they're looked at, they're judged at by, like, looking at it, and you automatically, your brain tells you they're poisonous.
They're
to get away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's the brain that's teaching the body.
I find it.
Yeah. It's the brain that's teaching the body. It's not, I mean, it's us, but it's not us. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it's like
right.
thinking way.
Yeah, you're thinking about it too much, like,
yeah.
And then with the things that I found that, like, that I researched that grabbed my attention is just that us girls are, like, less afraid of snakes than boys are. Like, that's crazy. Like, I thought it was the opposite. Like, I thought that boys were supposed to be twice, like, I guess like more not scared
than we think.
Yeah.
Like, boys actually are scared of things.
But
like,
I guess they're twice as scared than we are. Like, right. I guess, I mean, we make a scene, but, like, they end up making a scene, too. Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. You. Yeah. And then there's movies out there that, like, I guess show the fear of us. Show the fear of, what like, what's happening. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. And also, the other thing that I found that was pretty cool is just that the snakes, like, they can inject venom into your body, but they can control, like, how much venom they inject into your body. That Does that make crazy. Sense? That's cool. That's crazy, that's though. Cool. Yeah, like, the spit, like, it hangs in the teeth, and, like, when they bite you, like, the teeth go in your system, but the spit just goes in also. Does that make sense? And that's where the poison comes in. It takes, like, over your arm, it takes over your body.
Infects you, I guess, in a way.
Like, and not gonna lie, like, it may sound crazy, but, like, I want to get bit by a snake. Like, it's crazy. Like, do you want to get bit by a snake?
Maybe, low-key? I don't know. Maybe, but, like,
I want to see how it feels like.
It
like,
probably hurts.
It probably hurts. Like, I mean, I'll probably, like,
obviously go to the hospital. Right,
I'll probably, like, regret it, like, once I get bit by a snake, but, like, at least I got it. Like, at least I tried.
Yeah, at least
right,
you felt it.
At least I saw how it looked or something, right?
Yeah.
So, snakes have been around since, like, 174.1 to 163.5 million years ago, which is insane.
That's a long time. Right. That's a pretty long period of time being around. Right.
And then
they're not extinct or any.
No, like, I doubt they're extinct, and I doubt they're ever gonna extinct, because in my opinion, I feel like they reproduce fast. Like, new babies or new snakes are born. Does that make sense? And there's plenty of eggs born.
They produce faster.
Right. Also, like, calling a snake poisonous or venomous isn't really the correct way. Does that make sense?
Just because they're snakes doesn't mean they're whatever,
like, venomous or poisonous, doesn't mean we have to judge them. Does that make sense? Doesn't mean we have to call them poisonous. Doesn't mean we have to call them bad. Does that make sense?
Right.
And it's not them, because they're not doing anything to us. It's us. Does that make sense? It's the brain. It's the body that's teaching us and, like, telling, like, giving us signs to call them evil, even though they're not. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, let's say, like
I've
said,
I've held a snake before, though.
You have?
The texture of their snakes is just
pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I've never touched a snake before, but I bet you, like, it looks cool. I bet you it feels cool.
I just like their pattern. Their skin pattern is unique. I find it unique.
It is. And the pattern looks pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, just the colors that they have is just pretty cool. All
right,
so,
like, that's it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Covered,
like,
everything. Thank you for listening in today to our podcast, and you were here with Renice and
Stephanie. Like, and, this was such a pretty good talk. Like, I guess, like,
I liked it.
Me too. Like,
nice.
This episode was written and produced by
Renice
and Stephanie. The information on this podcast was from YourClearScience.com, SimilyNatureCenter.org, and Britannica.com.
Also, Time.com, TheDailyBeast.com, TheWashingtonPost.com.
The music and sound used in this podcast is royalty-free, was licensed through TheAudiobooks.com in conjunction with the Bell Book and Camera Productions. Vox Historia is a project in our world history class at Elk Grove High School. The views expressed here do not necessarily reflect the views of teachers or administrators at Elk Grove High School or District 214. More information about Vox Historia can be found at voxhistoria.org. Thanks for listening.